Pork chop, the big winner today for Song of the Day. Songs that bring you back to a specific memory. Now, so is that a bad memory then with a girl you used to date, or just in general, that's the last time you remember dating a woman?
No, that's just a memory I have of Shannon, my first girlfriend.
All right. Do you think you and Shannon could ever reconcile?
I think she's married, and she looks way different now.
What does that mean? Like you're not attracted anymore?
Right.
Oh!
I mean, she was a sweetheart.
Oh my God!
He's being honest, Mackenzie. That's being real. I can't knock him for that. All right, cool. Hey, you got a suggestion of what we should do for Song of the Day? Maybe a category, or maybe you want to be on it sometime as a guest? All you got to do, get into our DMs. It's Radio Now AM Show. All right, let's get into what we're into. I'm into it. I like it.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm so into you, I can barely breathe.
What we're into could be movies, music, beauty products, even sometimes some food. It's just pretty much whatever we're into. This is something I just started going into, so I'm giving it an early recommendation. I have not watched all of it yet, but it's on Netflix, which seems to be my go-to with things. It's called The Mind Explained, and it goes from covering things of dreaming to anxiety disorders, kind of exploring what's happening inside of your brain, and it's narrated by Emma Stone, and so far it's pretty cool. Here's a little trailer from it.
Your brain is an association machine. It connects things together.
Why are memories so unreliable?
About 50% of the details of that memory change in a year, even though most people are convinced they're 100% right.
Real quick, did you hear that? 50% of your details change within a year of the memory happening.
Wow, that's insane.
Yeah.
Jinx.
For thousands of years, humans have seen dreams as some kind of window into our deeper selves.
The brain in REM sleep looks uniquely different from any other time.
We keep inventing new reasons to be anxious.
Anxiety is the most common mental illness.
Why do so many of us feel this way? And what can we do about it?
It is something I definitely recommend checking out. Once again, that is called The Mind Explained. It's on Netflix. And only like 20,
that.
25 minutes each. So
I love Emma Stone, too.
Mackenzie, what are you into?
Okay, so a lot of women and men ask me about like beauty stuff, what I'm into, so I wanted to share. I found something so cool. It's called Exilis Skin Tightening. So it's radio frequency, and that uses thermal energy that works in two ways. So this is like the facial to the next level. You can use it on body parts. So basically, it stimulates production, speeds up metabolic activity of fat cells, and then strengthens your collagen. So here's the thing, especially like when people get older or they lose a bunch of weight, it's that skin, right, that we need to like tighten up. And women, like even on your face or your arms or your tummy, this is kind of just a cool thing, and it just kind of, it's like it gets warm and it's like a wand and they kind of roll it around. And I tried this at Dr. Chernoff's office and I was like, this is amazing. It doesn't hurt and it tightens up your skin, and you have to do it a few times, but I love it. So that's like a next level facial if you're looking for a little something to kind of give you that tight look.
All right, Liv the Web Girl, what are you into this week?
I'm into this chocolate bar from Enjoy Life. So it's a dairy-free chocolate bar, and just like plain chocolate, and it tastes so good. So the problem with finding dairy-free chocolate is that a lot of times it tastes like absolute butt and trash. And this one actually tastes so good. And you can get it at like Fresh Time or Whole Foods. A lot of those like natural kind of shops and grocery stores have them, but you can also get it online. And it's super good for whenever you have like a sweet tooth, but you're also trying to stay dairy free.
Okay, yummy. Cool. And Pork Chop, we'll wrap it up with you. What are you into this week?
I am into the ESPN Fantasy Football app. And the reason is they have a standings projection, and when we did the draft, I was projected first place, and after week two, I am still projected first place.
Wow.
I love your confidence, because fantasy football can be a heartbreaker.
Right, absolutely.
Nope, still projected first place, and I'm gonna win some money from my family.
I was always late when I was in the Micaritas. I was always last place.
What is your team name?
Mine?
Yes.
G-Causes Jets.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, Liv, can you work with Pork Chop to get a new name?
I'll help him out.
Okay, cool. That's what we're into this week here on Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. Mackenzie, what's coming up in the garbage?
Well, Carrie Underwood has millions. Why can she not buy a generator? And a Real Housewife admits she falls asleep during the sexy time.